Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is The Fall of the Great American Empire, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We pray this evening, Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of those who the devil has seen fit to overtake, the evil that is running rampant through society. We pray that you open the eyes, the ears, and the minds of those who have left the solace of the Lord and your wonderful earth that you've given us. We pray for all that we do have and all that's good in this world. We pray to return one day to a normal, godly environment. In the meantime, we stay with you by your side, O Heavenly Father. Thank you for being with us and with our friends, our listeners on the podcast, and all the people of this great United States. We pray in your name. Amen. Again, we thank our donors. I haven't got an updated list. My list is still on Reverend Dave for the one-time donations, Janet, Lisa, and Dean. Truth Premium signups of Dean, Patty, Linda, David, Bruce, and Sharla. And patrons of Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. Thank you all. We're going to start out with a couple of interesting things like we always do. I'm going to open up with a wonderful saying. To the people of the state of New York, I shall here perhaps be reminded of a current observation that when annual elections end, tyranny begins. I love that. I had forgotten that. James Madison, February the 9th, 1788, in the Independent Journal. How true that is. When we talk about our Supreme Court, one of the things I've been talking about all along is if you're in the Supreme Court, in my personal opinion, hi, Eric. My personal opinion, hi, Joanne and Anna, Marilyn. Thank you all for coming tonight. Yeah, if you're going to be on a Supreme Court, in my personal opinion, you should have to disavow yourself of any political party. And you should not be allowed to vote for as long as you're in that seat, since you're making decisions that are supposed to be nonpartisan. Hi, Joanne. That's my personal opinion, anyway, my two cents. But there's a great thing in the Federalist Number 51, structure of the government must furnish the proper checks and balances between the different departments. Federalist 51. So you might want to look that one up, because there's a whole chapter on the Supreme Court and the judges in the Supreme Court. Since it is equally evident that the members of each department should be little dependent as possible on those of the others. I need a backup. Here it is. So it says it might be inexpedient to insist rigorously on the principle. First, because peculiar qualifications being amongst the essential in the members, the primary consideration ought to be to select that mode of choice which best secures these qualifications. Secondly, because of the permanent nature by which the appointments are held by this department, the judicial department, must soon destroy all sense of dependence on the authority conferring them. What they're saying is that is exactly what I'm saying, but except it's not in law. You should be separate. You should be segregated as a judicial authority from all government. in my opinion, from the electoral process. But the great security against a gradual concentration of the several powers in the same department consists in giving to those who administer each department the necessary constitutional means and personal motives to resist encroachments of the others. Now, that's a very profound statement. And this is where we have problems today. Because it goes on to say, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed. And in the next page, oblige it to control itself. Boy, it's James Madison again. To the great citizens of the state of New York. February 6, 1788. Boy, did they know what's going on. What happened to us? What happened to us? We got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to get right on the topic because I know you're all intrigued about this. Been a lot, number of people asking me about what was going on tonight on the podcast. So I call it tonight the fall of the great American Empire. You saw the Roman Empire. If you ever want to have some fun, you can read about the Roman Empire and the fall of the Roman Empire. And when you look at where we're at today, we were... And don't get me wrong. I don't want this to be a downer. I want this to be something that gets an act in motion. I want everybody to get up off their feet and get off their backsides and start moving and do some things for our country. You tell your friends about the podcast. Tell your friends about you get out and vote in November. Tell your friends to run for office if they feel compelled to do so. If they don't like what's going on, get up and do it yourself. Anyone can run for any office, anyone. You just need the incentive. You need to really want to save your country. So I don't want this to be a downer, but I'm going to tell you right now that over the past 8 years, Donald Trump was a stopping point. Donald Trump stopped the motion of the machine. The machine's purpose is to destroy America. But they don't know that that's their purpose. They think that's their purpose. What their purpose is to control the people. Their idea of what they want is that they want the full control so that they have an easy job, basically. Just take the money from the people, give it to the rich people. Let most of 90% of the great Americans and work for the benefit of the few at the top. For them, it's not destruction. For them, it's what they want. For us, it's destruction. But that's the same thing that happened in the Roman Empire. When the bourgeoisie have all the money and the workers have none and they don't have a life, society collapses. Where we are at now, we have collapsed. It's done. I mean, it's over. We can rebuild. And that's the great thing. But from the ashes, you can always rebuild. It's not time to rebuild, but we have to understand that we are destroyed. We are gone. We are no longer the United States of America. We no longer have our freedoms. We no longer have choice. We are no longer individuals in the melting pot of society. The great melting pot, the Statue of Liberty welcomed. And you can see that by mostly illegal immigrants who refuse to become part of the United States. They refuse to leave their nations behind where they came and meld in with us and learn our language, learn our customs. Were we ever united, Anna says. Yes, we were. We were united for the first 50 years, maybe. After the Constitution. Then things started to fall apart, just like Jefferson said. Jefferson said it would be about 200 years. Every 200 years, a society breaks down and falls apart. We're broken down. We are bound by the chains of our federal government. We're bound by the chains of our states. Every day, more and more of our privileges, more and more every day, our freedoms to do anything in society have been stopped. When you can shut down an entire nation by one dictator saying, we're shutting it down, and that dictator's had his strings pulled by the United Nations and the World Bank, and of all things, the CDC. Now look back at what Madison's statements were. The government needs to segregate itself, its departments, from each other. When you've got the CDC dictating policy, how can the CDC, an agency represented by the government, how can the CDC do that? How can a single judge do that? How can a judge be so biased as to say, look, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is one of the most evil states in the world right now. I'm praying, seriously praying. I need all your prayers. And we need, as Pennsylvanians, need all your prayers. Because as a swing state, as a state with more Democrats than Republicans, and with one of the most evil governors and lieutenant governors in the entire 50 states, we need Jesus to come down and lay his hand upon this great commonwealth. And Eric, if you want to pop in some presidential quotes, Eric says he has some presidential quotes. You come up with some, pop them in there. We'll bring them up on the podcast as time fits in. Because presidential quotes are very, you know, all the presidents come up with some really great, you know, statements and quotes. But, you know, oh, here's Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I like this one. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we lose our freedoms, it'll be because we have destroyed ourselves from within. Now, that's a quote that's very pertinent to this evening, to the topic. Thank you, Eric. And he's got another one in there, but we'll get to that later, Eric. Whenever you have it, put it up and we'll get to it when we can fit it in. So, we have allowed our government to control us. We have allowed the takeover. You know, we can control a lot with our pocketbooks. You know, here's an interesting thought. The great corporations of America, the biggest, the largest, have full control over this nation between their lobbyists and their power and their control. That's why monopolies were originally outlawed. Monopolies were frowned upon. We shut them down. But now you've got one company buying another. Amazon is buying, I guess, MGM Studios. Disney owns all of the TV show, the stations, networks. Now, there's only a couple of sources for news and for information. Now, the problem is that a few people can control it. Now, how did this come to be? Why are the corporations really evil? That's the question. So the corporations are not that evil. The corporations bow to the will of the people that buy their products. And the problem is that we're not standing up to the corporations. Need to look at which corporations are pulling the strings. And you can see the Democrats and the far left have great control of that. As soon as a few of these people go up in corporations say, we're not going to buy Coca-Cola. If you don't ban conservatives from Facebook, we're not going to buy Coca-Cola unless you put liberal themes on your bottles, or, you know, things like you're not going to buy your Aunt Jemima. Yeah, here's a great example. Aunt Jemima, a black woman who was a major part of a corporate America, a proud woman, for 100 years has her picture in a bottle of syrup. And the black people took it off. Well, the blacks didn't. The liberals did. Why would you do that? I could see if, you know, Robert E. Lee or somebody was on the bottle. No, or he didn't like the fact that George Washington was on a bottle and George Washington had slaves. Cut me a break. Why can't we as conservatives, why can't we as the great religious America, the followers of God, do the same thing? Why can't we control those corporations the same way? See, we got a plan. It's the problem with the Republican Party, too. And that leads me into the next quote that Eric, and this is one of my favorite quotes, Eric. Thank you. You can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all the time. Abraham Lincoln. One of my favorite quotes of his. And you can see that in America today. You can see that in America today, where there are the few people that stand up and say, look, you're not fooling me. You're not fooling us. People complain about the Republican Party. They're like, oh, the Republicans didn't stand up to it. Well, the Democrats do. What's the difference? Why can the Democrats, you know, I don't like the far left liberal. I can't say Democrats because I like John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy is one of my favorite presidents. But when you talk, when I say Democrat, I usually just mean far left liberal. And I don't care if it's a liberal Republican or a, I don't care who it is, far left liberal. You know, it's just evil. How can the party itself, though, the Democratic Party and the Democrats, when they get together at a statewide level or a convention level, they bind each other together and they support each other, whether they believe in what they're saying or not, they support each other. You know, what I'm finding on my trails along my political career is that, you know, great Christians and, you know, great people who are great Christians support each other. They band together. And you know, that they band together, but then they don't get out politically. Now you're seeing this now in a lot of these patriot groups. And I recommend if you believe in our society, that you look up these patriot groups. We the People is a great group. They're nationwide, and they have different, you know, you can start a new one in your own area if you want. But, you know, band some good people together who believe in conservative values and get some action done. Get it done at a, what the heck is that? Oh, my God, I'm going to have to kill it. Sorry about that, folks. That was just evil. There is some big, huge thing just crawling around the studio here right on my screen, walking on my keyboard where my fingers were. Now I'm going to have to decontaminate this place. Sorry about that. Must have been a Democrat. But anyway, oh, my goodness, that was scary. It had a lot of legs. That's all I know. Where was I? Okay, so yeah, we can band together, but we need to think like Democrats. You know, we need to look at what the Democrats do. And yeah, I got to digress for a moment. Addie, you're a good thing you weren't in here. You would have been crawling up the walls. I've never had that happen before. That's really, really crazy. Anyway, yeah, a little fun in the studio here today. Once in a while, you get some crazies crawling around here. Had the window open earlier. It was kind of nice. I was almost 70, was over 70 degrees here. It's really nice up in Northeast PA. But we need to take a lesson from the Democrat playbook, because I'll be honest with you. When I watch them in action, you know, I can't say that their methods are evil. They're smart. I mean, they know what they're doing. When you see the conservatives out there, they're not doing that undermine. We've got to undermine the Democrats. We've got to undermine the evil. We have to fight against it the same way they fight. We have to take their playbook and throw it right back at them, folks. Why do we have 12 people or 15 people running for governor in Pennsylvania? I have no clue. It's stupid. You know, we've got to get together and get one person. We got 15 people running, we're going to lose. Doesn't matter. We're done. Because it shows that we're not cohesive. We're not together. And yes, I think it's time for the other quote that Eric just gave me. That's, a society will trade a little liberty for a little order, that will trade a little liberty for a little order, will lose both and will deserve neither. Thomas Jefferson. We need a lot of liberty and a lot of freedom. I'm not sure how you roll back. If you would gain control, how would you roll back all of the authoritative crap that's been put in the government over the course of the last 200 years? You know, I'm kind of scared. People talk about convention of states because they want to, you know, have term limits and other things. And I'm really concerned about changing things in the Constitution. You know, I was given a questionnaire the other day. And, you know, when you run for office, they send you, all these different organizations send you stuff and you got to fill it out. And a lot of them are yes and no answers. And you can't answer yes and no. You can't answer yes and no all the time. One of the questions was, do you believe that the sanctity of life should be part of the Constitution? I had to say no. Oh, my God. I can see you're looking here. Look, they're already dropping off. Don't drop off. Don't leave me. I'll tell you why. See, this is a fact. Like the libertarians say, you want small government, but you also want small constitution. We should condense that constitution. If we're going to do anything in a convention of states, definitely we should have not just term limits, but term times, because a two-year term is no good for any office. No office should have a two-year term. You're constantly out campaigning, and you're not doing any good for your country. So it should be a four-year minimum term, maybe 12 years or something total, because it takes a couple terms to be able to do anything at all. I found that out when I was in the local government. But a lot of the stuff in there is redundant. A lot of stuff in the Constitution, that since they've been adding all these bits and pieces to the Bill of Rights, a lot of it is contradictory. And that causes problems. That causes problems. We've got a contradictory Constitution, you got huge problems, because now you're open to interpretation. You know, and you got all these freedoms. Oh, if you're over 18, you can vote. If you're female, you can vote. Oh, if you're black, you can vote. If you can't restrict people, just say everybody's equal. You know, the conservatives are scared to say, to put in what we need in the Constitution is something that's an equality, like the women were looking for equality, but that's not equality. If women have a constitutional right to equality, just like the blacks have a constitutional right to vote according to the Constitution, now it's not a right. It's not equality anymore. It's not even equity. All people should be equal. I've been striving for that for years. The conservatives come back at me. But then the gays will have rights. Oh, then the gays are going to want to have babies. And then this and that. No, we're all equal. We're all equal. That means you can't come after me. And I can't come after you. Maybe we should leave each other to hell alone. We're all part of this nation. We're all under God. There are some wayward souls out there. But I don't want them forcing me into their lifestyle. And I don't want to force them into my lifestyle. And yeah, thanks, Eric. Eric's thrown some more quotes. I'm going to throw some quotes out before we close the show, and we're coming to a conclusion here. He's got some great quotes. I love presidential quotes. I really do. But you know, you could fix the Constitution and put in your term limits, but it's so scary because you know just like they came into Pennsylvania with Marcy's Law, which was a great thing from California that was supposed to protect the rights of the families of victims. And the Democrats came in, and what did they do? They put in red flag laws. Nobody even looked at it. Nobody. It's three pages. None of the representatives must have read that thing, because every single one of them in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, every Republican, every Democrat voted for that stupid thing. And I came back on like ugly on monkey and shut it down. You know, it was voted into law. And in right in the context, it basically said that anyone can call, you know, the police and say the next door neighbor or the guy down the street, he's got a gun and he's dangerous. And they go in there, will take their guns away. Take their Second Amendment rights from them. And you won't, they won't give you back your guns. You have to go to court. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Eric's like, those who don't read legislation before voting on it and signing must be products of our inferior public education. This goes beyond that. They're part of this machine that's just going forward. It's like innate stupidity. It's insane. It's crazy. But you know what? They voted yes on this crazy law, and I went on them like ugly on monkey, and I started a movement. And while they voted yes to put the laws in place, the law never got in place because the legislature got back together, reread that, and said we're not going to implement these, even though the public voted on it and an election. That's how bad it was. Caitlyn Jenner, is it? Yeah, Joanne, I did not see Caitlyn Jenner joining Fox News as a contributor. But we'll have to have that as a topic for another day. That's an intro. That's going to be interesting. I'm not even going to get into that right now. That's kind of crazy. That is Fox News has gone downhill something fierce. So we need to take over. We need to understand where the problems are, and that we can take control. We can take control. We can take our country back, but we need to understand how to do it. And like I said, we need to take a page from the Democrats. Look at their strategies. Look at what they do and how they run their campaigns, how they run their misinformation and information, how they disseminate information, because they do it incredibly well. So I promised Eric I'd read some of these presidential quotes. I love presidential quotes. So the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they are ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so. That was Ronald Reagan. I didn't know that one. That's great. I didn't know that quote. But by the way, Eric, I'm no friend of Ronald Reagan. I do not think he was. I think he had really great foreign policy, but it did not have a good domestic policy. So never was a big friend of him or big on him. And a lot of the conservatives say, oh, yeah, you're foolish. He was a great president. I don't think he's as great as people make him out to be, rather. But he had some great quotes. Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev. Yeah, there were some good ones out there. Anyway, socialism only works in two places: heaven, where they don't need it, and hell, where they already have it. 40th President Ronald Reagan. What's the other Ronald Reagan quote you had? He did have some great ones, Eric. That's the truth about Reagan. Reagan had some really great quotes. All right, another one from Reagan. If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. You know, that's a fitting quote for the end of the show, because that's exactly what this show is about. And Ronald Reagan was 100% right about that. We've lost God in this nation. Even the Christians in the quote Christians in this nation are not Christians anymore. And with that, we are going to close our session this evening. Thanks for everyone. You know, it's just wonderful to have so many people show up on this podcast more and more every week. Bring your friends. We're gonna go over the topics as they come in and as we come up to these elections. If you have any candidates in your states, if you know that you're concerned about or you want to bring up, you know, we can talk about them as well. But a lot is going on. We need to bring God back into this country in the elections this year, in the midterm elections, by bringing in candidates that believe in God, that believe in the Bible, that believe in the Constitution, more important, and believe in our nation, and know that our nation needs to be fixed. And with that, I will just remind everybody that we have a great, as Eternal Affairs Media, who is the are the people that run this podcast, basically. Just remember that we have that we're powered by Truth Media, Truth, which was founded in 2010. You can go to premium.eamedia.online, store.eamedia.online, donate.eamedia.online, or patron.eamedia.online. And you can also look up our new Truth Premium, which is on our website for 99 cents a month. You get additional topics and articles and fewer ads. And you also have access to the Powered by Truth Community Forum. The forum is great because it's a true conservative Christian forum, and I think it's you'll really enjoy it. Go check it out at eternalaffairsmedia.com. You won't be disappointed. And with that, I'm going to say that we will be here again next Thursday, and thank you for all your support, and God bless every one of you. Stay safe, stay happy, and keep your chins up. We're going to turn this thing around. We're going to turn it all around. God bless you, Eric, Joanne, Anna, Marilyn. Let's see who else is in there. We've got a lot of 15 people plus a few others in there. So we're doing good tonight. God bless every one of you. We'll see you next Thursday. Same time, same podcast, Podbean, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Good night, everybody. Little serenade for my good friend Joanne, one of the regulars of this podcast. God bless you. I know she loves my harmonica. We'll see you next week. Stay safe. God bless.